My name is Marcel Hansen, and you're listening to Small Habits, Big Changes. Let's dive in. Welcome to today's episode. Today, I'm going to share with you a simple yet very effective way that you can reduce stress, reduce what so many people refer to as anxiety, reduce feelings of overwhelm, and just really get yourself into a solid, healthy groove to where you can experience and express more enjoyment in your life. Stick around. I want to start off with a little bit of a story. I've had a few people reach out in the last week coming up with some health issues, wondering how to tackle them, how to stay on top of them, maybe just feel supported through them. And they vary. Some are related to gaining lean muscle and losing unwanted fat. Others are struggling with exhaustion, with inconsistent levels of energy. And others are just straight up overwhelmed with kids at home, with a full-time job and partner and house to maintain. These are just a few that have reached out in the last week. And maybe you can relate to their stories. Maybe those hit home for you. A lot of the listeners probably have kids or grandkids, maintain a full-time job, maintain a household, are part involved in the community. And for some, it becomes too much. And somewhere in the list of priorities, so many people have put themselves, you know, down around number 8, 9, or 10. Their kids come first, their partner comes first, their parents come first, their siblings come first, their friends come first, their neighbors come first, their boss comes first, their coworkers come first, and then their pets. And then if there's any scraps left over, which is highly unlikely given the list, then there might be a massage or sauna or time with a friend or mani-pedi or a round of golf or hitting at the driving range or just a ride on the bike or motorcycle stroll along the beach. There might be something in there left. I'm here to say that majority of people have it completely upside down. In order to provide for your family, in order to stay engaged with your friends, your family, your extended family, your co-workers and your community, you need to put yourself first. Now, I know this is tough when you have young kids, especially if you're on your own, but even with a partner, having young kids, I mean, peeing by yourself, in all honesty, becomes a luxury. So I get that. Yet at every moment outside of that time with your child or time preparing for being with your child, or time cleaning up after being with your child, there needs to be focus on you, starting with priority action. What I mean by priority action is there are certain things that you could do that you would enjoy, like maybe having a chocolate bar or going to get a mani and pedi. And there are things that would pay more dividends down the road, like getting a massage, maybe acupuncture, maybe taking a nap, or calling in a sitter so you can go to bed earlier, just one night a week. So prioritizing my stable table, it's what I refer to it as. It's my protocol for wellness. Sometimes people think it's all I do, but I actually run a very busy business, a profitable, growing, and mental business, very physical on me and also very mentally challenging. A lot of problem solving, a lot of logistics and organization and orchestration. I do manage this podcast and a small group of one-on-one clientele. I have a household that I manage. I have a couple vehicles that I manage. I have friends and family outside of the country that I stay in contact with regularly. I have local friends that I stay in contact with almost daily. I have two cats that I'm constantly caring for, both of which are having their birthday this month. They will be 21 and 13, respectively. Happy birthday, Smudge and Robert. And I'm involved in the community and I know my neighbors. I get to visit my neighbors. I have a lot on my plate. And I'm able to do that all and really enjoy it and not let any of it feel like overwhelm because I maintain a stable table. So if you haven't immersed yourself in my stable table, I encourage you to. It is proven time and time again. I've taught it to over 10,000 people in the last 20 years. I have practiced it myself for almost a little over 25 years, and I have fine-tuned it into a protocol that is easily adoptable. It doesn't cost you anything. I'm not selling it in a package. I certainly am for hire to help you implement it, but it's something that you can do on your own with a strong sense of commitment and discipline. And I say discipline as a word that I don't ever really use to describe myself. I think that I have a sickening work ethic, and other people would think of me as disciplined, but I just feel committed to what is important to me. So how I see discipline is doing the things that I know I need to do and equally not doing the things that I know I'm not right to do. So whether that's going out late or whether it's, I don't even think of drinking or partying or doing drugs or eating junk food, those things don't even come into my sphere. They're just an automatic no. And everyone who knows me knows that they're an automatic no. So it's really simple. I don't have to constantly explain myself. I find none of those things tempting whatsoever. I have implemented and re-implemented every single day my stable table since the late 90s, and it has become fine-tuned. It has become my operating system. I know it's a very successful operating system for many, and I also know that many struggle to prioritize themselves and put themselves first and make this a reality. It's very simple. I'll break it down for you. It is, imagine a table in front of you with four legs. The goal is that they are stable. These four legs are like the foundational pillars of physical wellness. They are adequate hydration, daily movement, nutritious meals, and quality sleep. Adequate hydration, daily movement, nutritious meals, quality sleep. Very simple. I'm not the only person saying this. Now, I was one of a few people saying it for many years, and now people are catching up, and there are studies that show all of these things are profoundly impactful on your well-being, your mental fitness, your emotional fitness, your spiritual fitness and financial fitness, psychological fitness. These all come as a result. They are a proven result of having your physical wellness pillars intact, structurally integrous, and holding up that table. Everything else after that becomes very simple because you're not constantly battling that. There's not ups and downs throughout the day. There are highs and there are lows, but there's a lot of energy, a lot of production, a lot of vroom vroom, whether it's on activities that are productive and physical, or whether it's on activities of release and peace and relaxation. No matter what it is, there's a high level of thrive, a high level of energy, and a balanced energy. I get up in the morning, regardless of what time it is, whether it's, you know, in the summertime, I'm getting up a lot earlier, maybe 5:30, 6. In the wintertime, I might not get up till 8:39. I structure my days around the sun. I want to be up with the sunrise, and I want to basically retire with the sun setting. And I do that roughly, but I also prioritize my stable table. So some of that means making decisions that are against my desire in that moment. Like last week, I woke up, I knew I didn't have enough sleep. I fed the boys, my cats, and the sun was out. It was gorgeous. Normally I would pop out and go for like a 20-minute walk and just embrace the day and like breathe fresh air. And I forced myself to go back to bed, and I slept until 10:30. It doesn't happen very often. When I know it's needed, I have to make that decision. And it's really simple because I have my priorities straight. And for me, their personal wellness. That's my priority, because I've learned for year after year that it impacts each and every area of my life, and not just a little, drastically. So if I am light on sleep, it makes my administrative side of my business run very choppy. It endangers me on the physical side because I have a very physical day usually, and I'm out and pretty high intensity. And so if I'm sleep deprived, that is going to affect that and potentially cause injury to me. If I am not hydrated, I will more than likely cramp and not sleep as well at night. And there's a number of other things. I eat a diet that's got a lot of moisture in it, lots of vegetables, a lot of fresh berries. There's a lot of hydration within those. Yet I drink, you know, half my body weight in ounces of the best possible quality filtered water that I can manage on top of that. So hydration is key. I eat whole food at home cooked meals. I do not cook them. I pay someone to cook them, prepare them, shop for them, do the recipes, and then I warm them up. Daily movement is so easy for me. In fact, I have to fight to not have an excess of daily movement. So I'm not fighting for my steps. I just have a very active lifestyle. I know some people are monitoring their steps. Talked to someone today who was like, I'm just trying to get in my steps. And there's a defeatist sort of approach to that in beating yourself up over not getting your steps, but also steps aren't everything. Steps are important. Movement is important. And if that's all you can do is step, absolutely, then step. Shoot for, you know, 15, 20,000 steps. That should be like your goal. This 10,000 is a very arbitrary number that was chosen years ago when like the pedometer was invented. So if you walk 12 to 15,000 steps a day, you will feel it. Like if that's not your norm, you'll feel it. So work your way up to where it's a challenge, because if 10,000 is not a challenge, I mean, I can do 10,000 just probably walking around the house. It's a little exaggerated, but if I was very busy throughout the day and I'm cleaning the house or, you know, walking back and forth, I can rack up a lot of steps. When I'm out in the field is not very much. So find what works for you and stay challenging yourself, right? And so we got the hydration, the daily movement, the nutritious meals and quality sleep. It's flexible in many ways, but it is structured evening and morning routine. So those four things, keeping those going each and every day. Now, mind you, at first, these things may feel like they're tasks because they're new to you. The structure of them is new. But just like whatever else you're doing, your focus on certain things, if it's strong enough, those things are repeated and they become habitual. We want to create healthy routines that we almost can operate on somewhat of an autopilot. We want to be aware of why we're doing what we're doing, have that focused, but then the actions and the thought of like, this is what I do, this is my identity, how I perform, how I show up. You want that to be ingrained and to be practiced and to become your routine, become your habits, because you don't have to fight it then. And then I don't have to think about how much water do I drink because I have a system that reminds me. I don't have to think about daily movement because it's just who I am at this point. I'm just not one to sit around. I don't even own a couch. I haven't owned a couch in decades, right? Decades. Nutritious meals is done for me. I pay a chef to create lovely meals. He does that. I choose which ones I want. They're delivered to my door twice a week. They go in my refrigerator and then I heat them up when it's my mealtime. I still do eat on a time restricted eating. I try and eat all my meals within 6 to 8 hours of the day when I'm not overworked and I am not physically overchallenged. I do not snack between my meals. I drink water. I eat whole foods, nothing processed, no processed sugar, no sugar added in anything I eat ever. Fruit is my natural sugar. I don't eat very much of that, but I do like apples and oranges and pears. I don't eat very much, but berries, I'm a berry girl. So I eat raspberries every day, blueberries as a second. I eat a fair amount of nuts. I drink certified organic olive oil every day. I sit down when I eat. I'm conscientious about the energy around me when I eat. I eat slow. I try and chew 20 times each morsel of my food. When I'm full, I stop eating, or when I'm close to full, I will stop eating. I don't have a habit of overeating. I don't have indigestion. I don't have gas. When my food is cooked with love and ingested with love, I got a little lost in there. I told you about hydration, daily movement, nutritious meals. Yeah. And quality sleep is about honestly going to bed when the sun goes down. Between 9 and 10 o'clock almost year round is a general great ballpark. 9 o'clock is typically it. Sometimes it's 8:30 for me, but I also have to feed my boys just before I go to bed. And the time period that they have time restricted eating in the night can't be that long. I mean, 12 hours is a big stretch. So they're usually not eating till about 7 in the morning. So I try and feed them at 9. So they're getting a 10-hour window where they're not eating and I'm able to sleep. Getting to bed at the same time is way more important than getting up at the same time. If you go to bed in the 9 o'clock hour, your body will rest and you will wake up when you need to wake up. Of course, if you have somewhere to be at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, this is a difficult task. You just need to go to bed earlier. Your body needs to rest and it will wake up when it needs to wake up. I wake up on time, almost the same time, all the time. And if I don't, then I have a cat, the younger one, who will create an alarm clock for me. And I'm usually never tired, even if I haven't slept 100%, which is about in between 7.5 and 8.5 hours of sleep. If I haven't slept enough, because I generally have an amazing sleep routine, I can go for a couple of days on, you know, a 95% or a 93% or whatever, because I have like a 98% average over multiple years here. So I typically am 100% sleep score, referring to the Whoop, but I want to go back. I don't want to carry a sleep debt. And so I don't. If I wake up and I know just instinctually I didn't sleep enough, I will feed the cats and go back to bed. It can affect your efficiency of sleep. Sleeping with small children or sleeping with an older cat, you're not going to get an amazing efficiency anyway, unless you just tune them out and they're, you know, they're just self-soothing. So there you have the 4 physical pillars of wellness. When you have those in your regular routine, all of life runs more smoothly. Everything. If I happen to miss a meal because I'm out, I'm not even hungry because I am metabolically flexible, and how I've taught my body or reinforced my body in its natural way of swinging from burning glucose to burning fat is a natural transition now. I can go freely back and forth. So if I choose to at any time, if I'm traveling and it's just more of a hassle to warm up meals or whatever, I can simply fast. It's very simple. If you're not used to it, that's not really an option. Then you just get hangry and it can go downhill really quickly. The structure that I've provided for myself has actually allowed me a ton more freedom. And I've said this before, is that the discipline that people think is enslaving some way is actually an amazing skill set to have. It transfers to a myriad of other skills that you can execute, and it allows you to have freedom to connect with someone or, you know, connect with a stranger in a time that it only works right then. Serendipitous encounters. When a friend calls and they have the day off or whatever, or they need an ear to, you know, to give a listen to whatever they're going through, I can be available because I've created a life that's really flexible within a very structured set of routines. So if you want to reduce your level of anxiousness or feeling overwhelmed, you can simplify your priorities into these 4 pillars of wellness, my stable table. You can outsource cleaning of your house, outsource chef duties, outsource washing or detailing your car or picking up your dry cleaning. You can outsource these things to utilize time that's better spent on you. Taking a bath, having a soak, reading an interesting book, or going to the sauna, having some red light therapy, having a massage, having just you time that's physically and emotionally recalibrating. The body wants to run efficiently. It wants to maintain a level of homeostasis. It will do that on its own if you let it. If you don't prioritize your health, your wellness, your longevity, your ability to thrive, if you do not prioritize that, what happens is your body is constantly in flux. It's not able to regain a steady level of homeostasis, which is not to say it's like flatlined. Homeostasis is about a balance of your autonomic nervous system, the parasympathetic and the sympathetic nervous system. They work in tandem together, a little bit like a teeter-totter. They want to be somewhat imbalanced, right? It's okay that one is higher, maybe a 70-30 or a 60-40, but they work together. And it's important that both of them are activated. If you have overstressed yourself, if you have neglected your sleep and you are sleep deprived, if you are chronically dehydrated, you're experiencing fatigue throughout the day, if you have unwanted weight gain or weight that you just cannot shed, you have stressed your body to the point where it is not clear on where homeostasis is. You have stressed it to the point where your level of out of sync has become the new norm for your body. So you have to start to slow down and unwind that in order to regain homeostasis. It does not happen right away. If you are really out of sync with your body, and you know that because symptoms are coming up, your knees clicking, you've missed a period, you are experiencing poor circulation chronically, you have heart palpitations, your vision is blurry, you have headaches, you have erectile dysfunction, you have a myriad of things going on, you are out of homeostasis. Your body is not able to catch up because you're doing too much of what you need to not be doing, and you're not doing enough of what you need to be doing. It's very simple. You need to take right action and you need to repeat right action. If you do that enough, incorrect action will fall by the wayside. But at first, you need to be disciplined in taking right action, staying hydrated, moving your body, and not just every day, but like every hour, all the time, little micro stretches, little flexes. I used to say all the time, the secret is flexing makes muscles. And it does make a certain amount of atonement. So not doing all those things and focusing on you, you're sending your body further and further away from a level of homeostasis where all that exists is stress and anxiousness and nervousness and insecurity and fear and doubt and eventually cynicism and paranoia, struggle. And while pain is something that is natural to life, struggle is something that humans embrace strangely and proudly wear as a badge of honor, their victim-y. It's an option. Focus on my stable table. Get these four wellness pillars down so they are your habit, your daily habit. They cost you nothing but time and attention, which is your greatest asset anyway. They don't cost you cash or gold or silver. You can spend more money getting them implemented sooner. You want to hire a coach to train you to implement this protocol faster and ingrain it quicker. Just like having a batting coach or a golfing coach, you can learn on your own. You can study YouTube videos. You can read books. You can even get on Facebook or on social media and ask and learn that way from people who have been there who are willing to share. Or you can hire a coach who not only can teach you to be there, but is there themselves, that actually walks the walk. So many coaches I've known over the years, and for that matter, all people in positions of influence, doctors, naturopaths, chiropractors, massage therapists, coaches, guides, mentors, they're not even practicing what they so often preach. I can attest, and anyone who knows me can affirm, that is just not the case with me. I do practice this. If you're on Whoop, you can pop on and see all of my statistics. If you know who I am and you see me from day to day, you know my practices. I encourage everyone, regardless of age. If you're 15 and you're listening, it's a great time to start. If you're 30 and you're listening, fantastic time to start. If you're 50 and this is the first time you're hearing it, listen again. If you're 75, I have my two closest friends in town are 73 and 90, and they are learning to drink more water. They are moving their bodies. They are choosing healthier foods to partake in. And they're focused on their sleep. They are practicing their stable table in their 70s and their 80s and 90s. So there's no time that's too soon and there's no time that's too late. It's a beautiful thing. Wherever you are, you can start today. You can start your first full day of practicing tomorrow. And each and every day you get better, but you have to apply yourself. You have to develop a sense of discipline for yourself, not for anyone else. Down the road, everyone around you will benefit because you'll just be a better person. You'll be a happier person. You'll be a more carefree person. You can be a more passionate person. You can be more involved or less involved, whatever you want, but you'll have clarity. You will have less stress. You will have less or little or no anxiety or sense of overwhelm because you will be utilizing your personal agency. You'll be deciding what it is you want to do with your life. You're not doing it for anyone else but yourself. It's pretty amazing. So to wrap up today, I implore you all to take just a simple piece of insight around my stable table. These four stable table legs will create the strongest of foundations for your physical well-being. These four table legs, when they are stable, you are rock solid. You can jump up on that table and dance. And we will get to how we execute and create momentum and traction in any area of our life after my stable table is established. But first things first, adequate hydration. That's half your body weight in ounces in the best quality water that you can consume each and every day. Daily movement, and that's hourly or less. Every half hour you're moving, you're doing a few burpees, you're doing some push-ups, some sit-ups, some wall sits. So many things you can do. You can do Qigong, you can do mudras, tapping, acupressure, massage yourself, Tui Na, you can do reflexology, number of things. Nutritious meals. Try to focus on whole foods. If you can get them locally from local farmers, you don't have to worry as much about pesticides and or organic status, but you want things that are growing in your region to be your primary consumption seasonally. So you're eating more root vegetables in the fall. You might have more berries in the summertime. You might add warming spices like cinnamon in the fall, but then in the springtime, you're going more with citrus. Eating with the seasons for whatever area of the world you are living in is really important. Eating whole foods, eating conscientiously, slowly chewing and enjoying your meals. Sit down. If you want to share them with someone else, do. If you don't, but enjoy. Don't be stressed while you eat. Don't be watching television. Don't be getting excited. Your sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems are responding to what's going on while you digest. If you're stressed, take a few minutes to relax, do some deep breath work before you start eating food. Don't drink with your meals either. That's a secret tip for the elite, for the optimizers. No consuming liquids with your meals. And focus on getting away from bagged, boxed barcodes, things that are packaged, whether in plastic or paper, doesn't matter. They are processed foods. Hear me very simply. Their intention is to last a long time in that bag. If you look at the expiration date, most things expire 6, 12, 18 months after you've bought them. Why would eating those be better for you than eating whole foods? Just consider it. All the packaging aside, all the wasted processing, all of the things that are in there to make them sit on a shelf. Same argument for kibble for your cats and dogs. Why would you feed them that? Just think about it. It's not even food. It's consumable, but it is not food. Let's just call it what it is, which is not junk food. It's just junk. Get away from the barcodes, the bags, the boxes. Focus on whole foods. Sleep, it's going to be very individual, just as the things that are that you eat, the menu that you choose to create for your healthy meals. 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock is an ideal time for many to like shoot for. If you're going to bed later, dial it back to where you can get to sleep a little closer to the time that the sun goes down. Try and get up when you naturally get up. Me waking up for 20 some years without an alarm is a beautiful thing. I would hate to wake up to an alarm. It would be really disjointed to be like, oftentimes before I wake up, I'm often in my last cycle of REM sleep. It seems to be how I wake up. I just kind of wake up either right out of a really great dream in REM sleep, or from REM, I cycle into a light sleep and then I wake up. I would not want to wake up to a jarring noise. Years and years in the 90s, I woke up to Dolly Parton's 9 to 5. Funny enough, I worked 5 to 9, but it was a great song. because it starts out like dun 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 dun. It's a great way to wake up, actually. But yeah, no alarms. Let your body start to recoup and regain a sense of that homeostasis. I hope that's been helpful for you guys. Drop me a note if you're practicing this. You can join the texting community. You don't text amongst yourself. I got that question the other day. You're just able to text to me directly. And I do respond to those directly. And yeah, so it just comes to me. It's a private texting one-on-one. No charge to that. You can listen on the outro. The number is there. Just text the word yes to that, a 206 number, and you will be able to reach me directly. And again, if any part of this is like resonating with you, if you're like, hey, I want to try that, I'm going to focus on my hydration. And then after a month or whatever of getting that under my belt, I might move to the movement and kind of take them in order. They do all impact one another. So keep that in mind. You'll get compound effects once all four of them are in place. And yeah, if you found any gold in it, you were inspired by any part of it, please share it with someone you love, someone you want to see, you know, around for a long time, because I guarantee you, no matter what you're doing, no matter what age you're at, having a stable table betters your life in every single way. Guaranteed. Have a fantastic week. Enjoy the process of learning. Walt Whitman said something to the effect of, stay curious. Be curious, not judgmental. Always think of that. If you stay curious about learning about yourself and growing the being that you are, the whole world benefits. Every single person benefits because it's a vibration, it's a frequency that you put out of knowing yourself, of being confident, of being able to tackle things small or big. And you can do that. You have that potential. I know that for you, for each and every one of you out there who I know personally, I know that for you. And for each and every one of you out there who I've never met or one day I might meet, I know that for you too, because it's the truth. That is a universal truth for everyone. That potential exists and you can tap into it easily by embracing your stable table. I wish you all the best. Until next time, stay awesome. Thank you so much for listening today. If you feel any part of this episode resonated with you, then please consider sharing it with a friend who may also find value in it. And remember to hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. And before you go, did you know we have a fantastic free text community? If you want more bite-sized health hacks and reminders delivered directly to your phone, absolutely free, then text keyword YES to 206-483-2960. Again, that's keyword YES to 206-483-2960. And we'll see you on the inside.